Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Republicans celebrate early election results.
We are going to take the House back.
The Senate, still a toss-up.
There was no red wave. It was a red ripple, maybe.
Floridians brace for Nicole.
Likely to be a Category 1 hurricane at landfall.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. This morning after the midterms, Republicans are poised to take back control of the House and put Kevin McCarthy in the speaker's seat.
We will be in the majority and Nancy Pelosi will be in the minority. Yeah!
With votes still being tallied and some races still extremely tight, the House is leaning Republican, but only barely. CBS News is calling the Senate a toss-up. In Pennsylvania's closely watched contest, Democrat John Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, has flipped an open Senate seat. In Georgia, the race between the incumbent and an NFL star appears to be headed for a runoff. Democrat Raphael Warnock is taking it in stride.
We always knew this race would be close. That's where we are.
Our team coverage begins with correspondent Wendy Gillette in Pittsburgh.
What is it? It's like 1:30 in the morning and you're still here hanging in?
A crowd of several hundred supporters waited 5.5 hours to hear Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's victory speech. It came hours after Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz said he still had a chance.
When all the ballots are counted, we believe we will win this race.
Oz chose not to speak a second time.
I'm Jim Crisul in Atlanta.
I'm feeling good.
Under Georgia's quirky election laws, Tuesday could be just round one, and the race between incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Ralph L. Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
We're in a fight, are we not? We're in a fight.
Georgia requires a majority to win statewide office, and if neither candidate gets at least 50% of the vote, there will have to be a runoff election December 6th.
I'm Steve Futterman in Las Vegas. We still don't know who has won the Senate race here in Nevada.
The votes are still being counted. We know this will take time.
Democrat Catherine Cortez Mastro addressed her supporters last night. The early vote count had her in front, but now it's her GOP challenger Adam Laxalt who has the lead.
We're confident that the numbers are there, and we're going to win this race.
And it may take days to know the winner. Tens of thousands of mail-in ballots still need to be counted. CBS's Robert Costa looks at some other key states.
Republican and Trump-backed J.D. Vance took a key open Senate seat in Ohio, triumphing over Democrat Tim Ryan.
I have the privilege to concede this race because the way this country operates is that when you lose an election, you concede.
In Wisconsin's Senate race, it's too close to call. Republican incumbent Ron Johnson is still battling Mandela Barnes for the win. In battleground Arizona, Democrat and former astronaut Mark Kelly is edging ahead of Republican Blake Masters. And in the governor's race there, Democrat Katie Hobbs has an edge over Trump loyalist Carrie Lake. But that race might take days to decide. And Lake has wasted little time in stoking electoral doubt.
We had a big day today, and don't let those cheaters and crooks think anything different.
New York's Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul has held off a challenge by Republican Lee Zeldin. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will become Arkansas's first female governor. Florida's Ron DeSantis cruised to a commanding victory, boding well for his expected presidential run in 2024. CBS's director of elections and surveys, Anthony Salvanto, has been looking over the exit polling.
Democrats did well with independents last night, and you see abortion was a close second to inflation in the economy on the minds of voters. We talked all the time about the restoring Roe voters, the women who made abortion and abortion rights a priority. They moved even more towards the Democrats. That helped them, too.
I'm Vicki Barker. 5 months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Michigan, California, and Vermont have reaffirmed abortion rights in their state constitutions. An anti-abortion measure in Kentucky is too close to call. Maryland and Missouri have legalized recreational marijuana. Arkansas and North Dakota have rejected it. And anti-slavery ballots aimed at ending forced prison labor pass in Alabama, Tennessee, and Vermont, fail in Louisiana. Oregon still undecided.
Floridians are bracing for another hurricane. Tropical Storm Nicole is gaining strength as it churns eastward through the Atlantic. It's expected to become a Category 1 hurricane with strong winds and rain before it makes landfall as early as tonight, likely somewhere along Florida's Treasure Coast, north of West Palm Beach. David Haley lives in Pompano Beach.
I'm getting sandbags, a little worried about the storm surge with the storm, so just want to be prepared in case the worst happens.
Some counties have already issued mandatory evacuation orders. Nicole could become the first hurricane to hit the U.S. in November in almost 40 years. American basketball star Brittany Griner has been transferred to a penal colony in Russia to serve her 9-year sentence for drug possession. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
A late-night statement from the White House says every minute Griner is detained is a minute too long, and the president has directed the administration to prevail on her Russian captors to improve her treatment and the conditions she may be forced to endure in a penal colony. Griner's attorneys say she was moved November 4th, and they have no information on her whereabouts.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, says it'll cut more than 11,000 workers. That's about 13% of its staff. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he'll also cut discretionary spending and extend a hiring freeze through the first quarter to respond to a slumping digital ad market and falling stock prices. A country music Hall of Famer is gone. Representatives say guitarist Jeff Cook, who co-founded Alabama, was surrounded by family and close friends when he died at his home in Destin, Florida. No exact cause given, but Cook was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2012 and stepped back from touring with the group 5 years later. Jeff Cook was 73. A top U.S. diplomat is promising to extend an expiring deal allowing Ukraine to export grain through the Black Sea.
On an unannounced trip to Ukraine, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. insisted that regardless of the congressional election outcome here,
we've seen bipartisan support from Ukraine. The president is committed to continuing to work with the Congress to ensure that that support continues.
Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield also accused Russia of targeting Ukrainian food processing and shipping facilities.
These are not only horrific attacks on civilian infrastructure, they're also attacks on the world's food supply.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
He didn't exactly win it, but Ukraine's president has been awarded a temporary Oscar. Sean Penn pulled the statue out of his bag and handed it over to Volodymyr Zelensky during a visit to Kyiv. The actor told the president to bring it back to Malibu when he wins the war. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself
that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting May 1st.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.